This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coronavirus testing is still limited because of a lack of supplies. Scott Bookman with the State Health Department says inadequate testing obscures the true extent of COVID-19 in Colorado.
But again, we're always looking at the trends to understand what direction things are heading, looking at total case counts, looking at the number of deaths that are reported, looking at hospitalizations. And we really look for the trends more than the individual numbers.
Bookman says successful social distancing means the disease will peak in May. More than 46,000 filed for initial unemployment benefits in Colorado last week. Officials say the number of claims since the economic shutdown began is just over 127,000, with hotels and restaurant workers hit hard by the outbreak. Gunnison County has one of the highest rates of COVID-19 infections in the country. Volunteers are helping with grocery shopping to buying masks for healthcare workers. Arden Anderson tells Colorado Matters they put in thousands of hours each week.
We have limited resources here, and we're struggling with the high patient load that we've got to get through this on our own. And so the Gunnison Valley is a wonderful place to visit, but we're asking folks to hold off on that until we get through this.
Officials have banned visitors to Gunnison County to help stop the spread of coronavirus. 54 and mostly cloudy in the Denver area. There is a good chance of showers tonight. This is CPR News.